Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Kevin Black on the line. He's a leadership expert, Forbes coach, a speaker, an author, and also the principal consultant over at Kevin Black Consulting. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Kevin, I'm excited to get a little bit more into what you're doing over at Kevin Black Consulting. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Well, briefly, you know, I am a very competitive guy. In high school, I was a four-year wrestler, and I went states three times. And I was offered the chance to go to college, and I said, you know what, I want something that's going to challenge me. So at the time, I elected and I was accepted to the Virginia Military Institute, and that's the home of George C. Marshall and even Stonewall Jackson. So I went there. It was an interesting time. It was an all-male military school back in the 90s, which was pretty controversial at the time. A lot of, if you remember, the Citadel was having its first female candidate. And so the Supreme Court of the United States stepped in and made us a co-ed school. So I actually got to experience both a private school and a public school prior to going to the military. It was very interesting, and this really helped my my understanding of having a real, I guess, a multidisciplinary kind of mindset. In 1999, I graduated, and I was an infantry officer in the Army. I was a commissioned infantry officer, and I spent 6 years in the military, and I even volunteered for the war in Iraq in 2003, and they sent me, which is even crazy. And you're going to laugh, after 4 years of military school and 6 years active duty Army, I had this epiphany. You know, I just never liked taking orders. So I decided, like, you know what? I'm not going to work for the man anymore. I'm going to start my own company. And luckily, I had a lot of money saved up. And I spent from 2005 to 2006, I took the year off. I did a lot of studying. And this leads into the background of what I do now. Prior to me getting out, I had roomed with I had other roommates who were other officers in the Army, lieutenants and captains. And on the weekends, we would play games, what we call real-time strategy games, kind of like StarCraft or Empire Earth. You ever heard of those?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so these games, they're big-scale strategy games where you have to build nations, economies, armies. And you even have to do a little bit of intelligence work on your opponent. And I would play these, and I would never forget, we would do a session, we play a battle, and we'd go outside, and we'd, you know, we'd have a beer and a cigarette, and like, you know what? I was a history major. This reminded me of the Battle of Stalingrad. And my roommate at the time, who was a philosophy major from West Point, and he would ask these questions like, well, why did you do X versus Y? And, you know, as we started talking, I'm like, my God, there's a real educational piece to this. Wouldn't it be interesting to bring students into this forum where they could play the war game, put them in the seats of generals, and let them really learn the experiences of decision making? So as I'm getting out of the Army, Adam, I told a family friend of mine, like, you know what, I got this idea, and I explained what I just said now, and she said, kids, my God, go to business, they'll pay a lot of money for that. So I did. I actually partnered with some family friends. And came out to Arizona, and the first client we had was a small startup called LifeLock. And they were only 30 people at the time. Yeah. Now, so just to give a little background, the average lifespan of a consultant in corporate America is 6 months. I spent over 2.5 years at LifeLock. Their C-suite went through my wargaming. And the whole point was this: to put the C-suite through the wargaming to show them what leadership and strategy is on the ground, making it as you go, real focus on execution. And besides the educational piece, what came out of that was something else, what I call almost like a vetting system. You'd be shocked at what comes out when you put people in a team dynamic where it's very competitive and they're actually fighting against one another as a team. their natural strengths, their natural behaviors come out. And I can tell you, after 2.5 years with that company and other companies, I was able to help restructure 10 different teams because the very activities, the very behaviors they exhibited during the workshops was very much, it was a microcosm of what they're doing at work. So in a sense, it became like the NFL combine where, you know,
wow,
the football players go out and you can measure their performance. We could see exactly what they're doing under pressure. And you know what? It allowed me as a consultant to have what you call mini come to Jesus meetings where the train's moving forth, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you got to do. Either you're on it or you're not. And it was huge. And I would tell you, my industry, in the leadership development industry, the biggest gap is the experience gap. You can get your MBA and get your education. You can do all your leadership courses and books. But it doesn't matter unless you have the experiences to tie to that education. And that's what was so shocking about the experience as a consultant, that, you know, in 2 or 3 days, you get people who say, my God, I would have never learned this in 5 years. So that's what led me, you know, from being a competitive to in military school to 6 years active duty Army to actually using computer war games as a learning, I guess you say a learning delivery platform.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing story. And what I'm thinking of when you said that their true personalities come out, it's almost like it's like golfing, but like on steroids or something. Like you can't hide like who you really are through an entire round. You just can't. It comes out. Like you're either gonna get mad because just by the nature of what it is, and it doesn't matter your score. You know, I mean, well, it matters, but or how much it matters too. That's also tell. I mean, there's just so much. It's such a complex mental game that what you're doing and breaking it into a workplace setting, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's probably some people that are listening to this right now just kind of fantasizing about, wow, what happens if my team was to go through this? I get it, because you would definitely see new things, you'd see new strategy, but you'd also learn so much more about the people that you work with day in and day out. I love it. So I do want to get more into a little bit more into specifically how you're helping your clients through consulting. But before that, if you were to give some advice to some of the younger crowd that's listening, so just out of college, or maybe they're in their first business, or maybe the first business didn't go so well and they're on their second one, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say really two things. So actually, when I say two things, I'm going to say three now. The first one is, look, there is a whole litany of things, of practices, of things you could do in life. I get that. What you need to do is to focus on your strengths. You need to focus on those couple of things that really make you, you. So when I say that, I'm sure, Adam, there are a lot of great things you're good at. And it's like Joe Rogan. You know Joe Rogan, who does those great video podcasts. He was, been an actor, comedian? But what is he known as now? He is a great interviewer. So my point, one thing I would say is you got to learn to focus only on the essentials, only on those things which really bring the greatest strength to you, or I should say bring out your greatest strengths. The second thing is you have to know yourself. You have to know what you're good at. I can tell you from doing many job interviews and just meeting with many executives, even frontline managers, everyone has an idea of how others see them. But you have to be intellectually honest. What are you really good at? And so, Adam, I'll give you one personal example. I'm good at sales. I'm very good at sales, but I don't like doing sales. You know what I like doing? I like developing. I like intellectual property. I like developing ideas. That is my strength. And if I'm good at my strength, that brings me money. That brings me, you know, actual value. So what I've learned is to bring in other teams to support me in those areas, which I don't mind doing, but it's not the best use of my time. So I would think that's the other element. You got to really, really focus on your strengths. And I would tell you the third element, which is really important, and especially if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to learn how to market yourself. I would tell you, scrap away this whole thing about humility of, oh, shucks, I'm so-and-so, and I'm okay at this. If you want to provide value, you got to believe in yourself, and you have to promote yourself. No one else is going to promote yourself. You, my friend out there listening, you've got to be your own champion. And that means tooting your own horn. And if you're good at something, say it. I would tell you personally, I've been around a lot of leaders. I would never follow a leader who says, "Aw, shucks, I'm okay." I want a leader who says, "You know what? We're going to kick ass and take names. I want you to follow me." And I think, damn right, I'm going to follow you.
That's awesome. Great advice, Kevin. So if somebody's let's get more into Kevin Black Consulting. So I understand you're working with companies like LifeLock on strategy. Let's get a little bit more into it. So like, what are the size of the companies, the size of the teams? Like, what kind of companies do you typically like to take on?
Well, I tell you, I have run the gamut on the companies. I have one company who has 4 employees. On the other extreme, one company has 80,000. I would tell you, leadership, it really is universal. It really is. And when I say leadership, I don't mean just someone who is good in communication or someone who has a good ethics. I mean, in essence, this. It's someone who can receive a mission or a task or a project, assemble a team, influence that team through communication and planning, and then lead that team through controlled chaos. And what I mean is controlled chaos. Every time you make a plan, your plan is usually going to go out the window. Sometimes we spend so much time delaying execution to make the perfect plan, and it doesn't happen. So what I do is I work with executives, frontline managers. Again, I run really the gamut from the tactical, operational, and strategic levels, and I help teams better align. I help improve the performance of individual leaders and teammates. And interesting enough, I help vet leaders. And I'll just give you one small example. One client right now is worth $30 billion. I was brought in for a manager, a young manager who is a high potential. She is about to skip over senior manager to become a director. She has over 30 full-time employees underneath her umbrella. And she has 11 direct reports, which is just way too many. So I came in, now keep in mind, I've been coaching her for about 6 months now. I come in and she said, "Kevin, we have 4 people here, 4 people of my direct reports who are awesome. I think they could be leaders." We do 2 days of the war gaming, and what comes out, only two of them pass the muster. And believe it or not, those other two, after the 2 days of the workshop, the wargaming, said, "You know what? We're not ready for this. I'm not ready for your position. I just can't do it now. Give me a couple of years." So, in essence, we saved her a lot of time, sweat, and blood, and put in the wrong people in the wrong job. So that's what I do. I help vet leaders, align teams, increase their overall effectiveness, and also improve individual performance.
Oh, man, I love it. That's amazing, Kevin. So if somebody's listening to this and if they want more information on Kevin Black Consulting or to follow up with you, what's the best route for them to get that info?
Well, please go to my website, kevinblack.co, or please call me up. I'm always interested in conversation. I am located in Scottsdale, Arizona, and my number is 480-251-3147.
All right. Fantastic, Kevin. Well, hey, I really do appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your background and tips. And to the audience, I hope you got a lot of value out of this. I did. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. Do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Kevin, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. And great job, Adam. I tell you what, you're putting together a terrific value for entrepreneurs out there. And I tell you, I'm very, very happy to be a part of it. So thank you so much for the invitation.